Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's down to 3 seconds left now. Jalen Johnson has it across, and the horn will sound, and that's it. And the Atlanta Hawks have come away with a victory in a game that they really needed to win. It was not a must win, but it was just about that, and the Hawks did. They came away with the victory. Now we all turn our attention, though, to find out about Trae Young. Trae hurt his knee in the first quarter. He went out 7 minutes into the game and did not come back. So your final score here in Brooklyn again, it was the Hawks 117 and the Nets 112.
Yeah, 6 points last night. Mike mentioned it. Everybody else stepped up. Jalen, Nikhil Alexander had 18. I mean, but the concern is how this injury will play into how much time potentially Trae may miss.
Right, because you and I were just like rolling our eyes about Jalen Johnson was on the injury report the other night, and then he comes right back and has been what we expect him to be, all-star caliber. He left Barclays with a slight limp. No boot or crutches, and now we're just waiting for the word. But, you got a guy who stirs the drink, and we don't technically have a point guard on the roster. We have guys that can handle the rock, and I know it's sort of positionless, but still, we don't really have, the PG right now on this team.
No, not at all. They get a day off, and then they get a chance to take on the Pacers. They are still on the road as we speak, but hopefully we get an update with Trae. But, again, coach was mentioning they thought, ACL potentially, and he said last night at least, this is before I guess they ran all the MRI stuff, that it didn't feel or look that way. We will wait to get the official word from the Hawks. We are at Metro Bottle Guys today, 2225 Marietta Boulevard. It is the Upper West Side, West Midtown. Great spot, by the way. 12,000 square feet. It is an upscale bottle shop. It was voted, by the way, the best bottle shop of 2025. So if you've not had a chance, we had people come in. They live this over here. They live close. But we've also had folks come from afar and say, hey, man, this is really cool. Everything's laid out orderly, too, Mike. You're not wandering around the store wondering where stuff is.
No, this is a great layout, man. This reminds me when I was a kid. Great job. Great job to have as a high school student working at a liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
And it was great. And learned. No, I'm just saying, day-to-day. It was a great gig. And then every time at the holidays, we had two bosses. We had a cool boss. Think of, like, the Odd Couple. One guy was like Oscar, it was kind of like the slovenly guy, and one guy was like Felix. So there were no shipments coming in the back. And this thing was like the size of a supermarket. It was a big store. So we had the Felix guys like, why don't you guys go dust the bottles? Oh, that's like the worst.
That is.
Then we had the other guys who were like, hey, go down to the deli, get me a sandwich and a racing form. So it was, you literally had the one boss that was like the cool guy. And he would give us every year for like Thanksgiving or Christmas, he would give us a case, goes, get a bottle of whatever you want.
That's great.
And back then everybody
grew up. Is that when you started drinking?
Well, a little bit sooner than that, but it was bottles
when
of secrets.
When you get free stuff.
Yeah, bottles of secrets. I was the king of the football party. All the mixers, vodka, rum, whiskey, gin, the whole shebang. But it is kind of funny because when I started doing radio, I would still pick up some part-time shifts at the liquor store. And so here we are, 30-some-odd years later, and we're doing it at a fantastic establishment.
It is.
We lost money on this broadcast. I've already done some damage when I first rolled in here. But, man, they got a fantastic selection of tequila. You talk about they got everything.
They do.
And I love Italian wine, so I loaded up on a couple of bottles of Barbaresco. So, yeah, we love these guys over here at the bottle shop.
Yeah, man. And I'm looking at this Camus behind me. I'm like, really?
Great price, too.
It really is. So there's a lot here for whatever your needs are. It is Dukes and Bill. Thanks to Kalen DeBoer for stopping by, guys. Alabama head coach. I said to Day-Day, who's here with us, our executive producer, Mike, and Gordon, our on-site engineer, Kalen sounds very comfortable in his own skin. When he got to Alabama, I don't know if you guys remember this, he's kind of feeling the temperature of the room, and it felt a little awkward.
Right.
Because, you know, it was like, oh, here comes this guy from Washington. What's he going to do? You know, he can feel Saban's shoes. He's at a point right now, I think he's got the lay of the land. His team's playing really good. And Mike said it. I think he's got whatever culture instilled right now that he needed to do. And, Mike, I got to tell you, bringing his OC back was a big deal. Like, there's some comfort level in trusting the guy that's calling the plays.
Right.
So, you know, as much as it pains me, Georgia fans, and it's just where it is, and maybe we see Georgia and Alabama again. Who knows in the SEC championship. But I think they got an easier route to get there with the rest of their schedule.
Right. You know, and again, I wasn't making light of it because if you're a Florida State fan, I have this conversation every week with my buddies. How in the hell did we beat Alabama? Because it was the read. Their defense really struggled with the read option. And that was a game where Gus Malzahn ran it to perfection. His quarterback, you know, Castellanos did a fantastic job, and the defense kind of got after. But it's still how you rebound, the pressure of coming off of last year. And then losing a game like that where everybody's – I told you, being down in South Georgia driving back to Atlanta,
yeah.
Hearing Alabama fans talk about how we can get Saban back. You know, it's – I mean, think about this. Coach is originally from South Dakota. What's the line from, like, Days of Thunder when they're talking about Cole Trickle, the Tom Cruise character? Well, he's from California. You ain't a Yankee. You ain't Southern. You ain't nothing. You know, you're from – what are you? Like when Brian Harsin went to Auburn. Mm-hmm. It seemed like it was doomed to failure from the jump. I'm not saying you got to talk with a Southern accent, but it does help.
Ask Brian Kelly.
Me look, and my family.
Well, what's crazy about that is if he was winning at LSU, nobody cares how he sounds
correct.
Like.
Correct.
But everybody loved Ed Orgeron because he was the perfect fit.
I mean,
you didn't
like
understand a damn thing he was saying out of his
right.
mouth, and
right.
you were like, oh, Ed's perfect. I don't know, Mike. I think we're in a world now where all these schools are just trying to hire the best guy.
Right.
You're right. I do think there is – an automatic bias when you think, hey, is he going to be successful here? Can he win here? Blah, blah, blah. I have no idea whether or not – oh, my God. Is she bringing us
Henry's
treats?
Bakery, by the way, which has fantastic sandwiches.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. She just wandered over from Henry. Give you a high five on that. Thank you. It's an assortment of delicious little candies and baked treats for Halloween.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Oh, fantastic.
We were just talking – this is so funny. Yeah. What's your name?
Ashley.
Ashlyn.
Okay.
We were just talking. The guys just said, there's a great sandwich shop and bakery right next door. And we were like, really? And I said, oh, yeah, I know them for the pastries. I did not know that you guys do sandwiches as well, right? Yeah. So they were just talking about you. Like, if we would have known we were right here.
Now, Ashlyn, is it Henri or Henry's?
Henri.
Thank you.
Henri's.
Henri.
Okay. Henry's, yeah.
It's Henri, Kyle.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
That's fantastic.
Can you tell us what's in the box? What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Okay. Give her that mic real quick. Give her that microphone, please.
This is an important breakdown.
This is a very nice thing.
Meanwhile,
that she's
the guy
done.
At the bottle shop, you better give me $500.
We've got drinks. Now we've got treats. Go ahead.
I would have brought more if I knew I was doing this. So we have our.
We'll be here till 6.
We have our shortbread cookies, which we've made forever, and we ship them nationwide.
Oh.
Nationwide, obviously Halloween themed, and then our little pumpkin sugar cookies.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm guessing not much will be left when y'all leave here.
What time do you guys close over there, by the way?
5.
Oh, on Lee's car.
I have to run over there and get something for my wife.
Sink. 5.
Yeah. Yes.
By the way, you know what would go great with this right now? Like a little Frangelico, maybe a Bailey's on the rocks.
No, that's true.
Just throwing it out there.
That's true.
No blank here at the bottle shop.
Thank
man.
You for this.
Thank
very
you. It's very
nice
sweet
of you guys.
To do that.
And by the way, they are right here next to Metro Bottle, by the way, right here
right.
off of Marietta Boulevard.
Right.
If you want to come check out Henri's.
Oh, my God. So right next to the Metro Bottle. And what a great selection of cordials, by the way, if you're looking for something to wash this down with, Carl.
Yes.
Hi.
All right. thank you again.
They're taping video as we're talking. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't even know what we were doing. When she brought the treats, I was like, what are we talking about?
Now we're saying merci beaucoup to Henri. Hey, by the way, you mentioned the coaches, you know, the coaching contracts and the extensions.
Oh, yes.
With Coach DeBoer. Just today, Matt Rhule signed an extension with Nebraska. So Penn State, you know, there was
another huge buyout.
A lot of stories linking Matt Rhule to going back to, you know, his connections to the Nittany Lions. And now these guys better be good because all these teams are going to – you will have to go to private equity because you're going to have no money for anything else. But Matt Rhule has just signed a monster extension to stay in Lincoln.
Look, I like Kalen DeBoer's answer. I know some of you may or may not agree with some of these buyouts, but – to his perspective, I'm picking my family up. We're going to move across the country. I'm not going to get 5 years to turn this around.
No.
And I could be really good and still fail in the minds of those who hired me.
Right.
What am I getting out of this? So some of you will say, well, they get $8, $9, $10 million, Dukes. That's enough. No. This is the security blanket that ensures even if it goes right, hopefully I stay a long time. But if it goes wrong and I'm not here, this is what we deserve. And he was actually saying that without saying it in right. our interview. Because he was like, you know, you just don't get the time you used to. I have an issue with it, Mike, because it's such an absorbent amount of money. But I also understand where these coaches are coming from.
But again, I think the next step will be Georgia Tech, because Brent Key's going to get a lot of serious love and consideration, Carl.
You know, he is.
There's even a lot of folks that feel that Brent Key would be like a great fit for LSU. I mean, I don't know if he's a big enough Brent. We know what Brent is, but does he have that enough juice nationally to make the LSU fans happy? Because they're going to want a rock star. I think anything less than Lane Kiffin out there wants.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Suffice.
No doubt, guys. Don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey app. Guys, it's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right, we're coming back. We got to talk some NFL. I think we get a good Thursday night football game. If Miami shows up like they did last week, Lamar is back. We'll tell you what else is going on around the league and the latest with our Falcon injury update situation. We're live at Metro Botto. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.